بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easy when we have two qualities in us. As Thani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, the khulasa of tasawuf. Tasawuf meaning tazkiyah, purification of our soul, removing all the evil, the bad qualities that we have, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the malice, the sins that have accumulated on our heart, which causes the heart to become dark. So tazkiyah is the process of purification of the soul, of the heart. It removes all the razail, all the evil qualities, the greed a person has, the avarice, the anger, the pride, jealousy, hasad, malice, arrogance, love of dunya, love of haram women, or love of haram men, women have. Casting lustful glances at haram things. So all these things, tazkiyah removes these radail, the filth. And what do we fill in our heart? The marifat of Allah, the nur of Allah, good qualities, akhlaqi hamida. The qualities of shukr, sabr, qana'at, contentment, simplicity, zuhud, cutting ourselves away from the temptations of the dunya. And dhikrullah is most effective in cleansing and polishing our hearts. But as Thani rahmatullah mentioned, the khulasa of the soul that we were discussing, that two things, you see, if we have this, inshallah, this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become very easy. This whole process of tasawuf and tazkiyah becomes very easy if we have khulus in us and himmat. These two things. Khulus, sincerity. We must be doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our gathering here must be for the pleasure of Allah. The dhikr that we make, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salat, our tilawat, our Quran, our charities, our qurbani, our hajj, our umrah, our tahajjud, our tasbihat. Whatever we do, all those things will be done with ikhlas. So in this path, if a person has sincerity in him, he's genuine, he wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, he has to have himmat. He must have courage. He must not lose hope. Initially, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, anything in the world also, a person goes to university, for example, or he's in school, he's in matric, whatever grade he is in, and the first week, the first month is difficult for him. He goes to varsity, it's a new course that he has taken. Initially, the work is very heavy. But as he continues, he is steadfast, and there is this process of mashq and tamreen. He continues exercising, he is diligent in his studies. He does not give up hope, he does not become lazy. He continues, he works, he strives, he endeavors. He has the courage, and this courage that he has, the himmat, that spurs him on and makes his path towards Allah easy. Then he can gain tazkiyah of his heart. If there's no sincerity, or if there's no himmat, there's no courage, then the person will not do the amal. If a person has no courage to keep roza, nafil roza, he has a desire, he has an intention, but he finds it very difficult to wake up for sehri, and then to abstain from food, and perhaps his friend are getting together for lunch, so he's going to miss out. So he doesn't have the courage. He thinks, it's so many hours I'm going to keep roza, and I'm so tired, So what happens? He won't make amal. He won't fast. Any amal we take for that matter. Come to the masjid, there'll be a bayan, there'll be a program. You think after Isha, it's so late, 1 hour, I'm going to sit. So what will happen? Even though he had an intention initially, but he doesn't have the himmat. So when he does not have the himmat, he won't do the amal. The action will not take place. And when there's no ikhlas, sincerity, and even though he may have done the action, but that action is naqis, it is deficient. That action is deficient. So for the action to become perfect and complete, he has to have ikhlas. In other words, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. When we have these two ingredients, ikhlas, or khulus, and himmat, courage, then he says, as time goes by, it will become very easy. Like a person who starts learning hifz, first couple of days and weeks is difficult, or a person, any one of us, takes Surah Yasin, we never learnt it before, and initially it's difficult. Once we learn it, we'll be reading it with a smile. It becomes so easy, it's on our tongue. Exactly like that, he says, tazkiyah, purification of the soul. This process, initially it seemed a very daunting task, it's very difficult. And how am I going to reach there? But the moment a person endeavors, he has sincerity, he has himmat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him. May Allah ta'ala give us that himmat, may Allah ta'ala give us the ikhlas. Many people ask and write, they say, we want to change our life and we want to make tazkiyah for ourselves, we just can't get there. The just can't get there means the person is lacking either one of these two qualities. Sometimes the person is genuine, mukhlis, he's sincere, he's got the ikhlas. But the himmat is not there. The himmat especially to refrain from sins. Ibadat, perhaps he may come to the masjid, he may keep roza, he may give sadaqat, he may do those ibadat, but to refrain from sins, and this requires a lot of courage. Because this is a difficult one. Shaitan is tempting you all the time. Your nafs is giving in to the temptations of shaitan. And this is where you're going to exercise the strength that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And apply that himmat and that courage against those sins and refrain from those sins. Then we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the noor of taqwa. And Allah ta'ala polishes our heart. And Allah purifies our heart. And then we have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The light of our heart then becomes illuminated. And then this glow comes onto the person's face and onto every limb of his. May Allah ta'ala grant us true taqwa. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. May Allah grant us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, to do what Allah ta'ala has asked us to do. And Allah ta'ala grant us ikhlas. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad, Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي خير وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين
Ya Allah, hamari gunaku maafirma, hamari khataku maafirma. Ya Allah, hum bahut kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, Ya Allah. We want to reach you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so generous, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. You are full of compassion, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided for us so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us food to eat, water to drink, my Allah. You have given us shelter and protection, you have given us homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for having given us iman. Don't snatch away this ni'mat of iman from us. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq of coming into your masjid, reading our Isha Salat, Ya Allah, accept it. Ya Allah, you give us the ability to make your dhikr, my Allah, with these filthy tongues of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, out of your kindness, you still gave us a chance, my Allah, and the opportunity, Ya Allah, to take your Mubarak name, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, so soothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the haqiqat, my Allah, of deen, my Allah. The haqiqat of iman, my Allah. Grant us the haqiqat of your ma'rifat, my Allah. Give us the noor of your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become too heavy with sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Amari diroku musaffa mujalla muzakka abna. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us have the ishq of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us love all your pious servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to do righteous deeds, my Allah. Give us ikhlas and himmat, my Allah. Give us the courage to abstain from all sins, my Allah. Protect us from the evil of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from all type of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever hardship we have, sorrows, worries, difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are halal mushkilat, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. You are the solver of all problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hand. Grant us shifa, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, mort in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran, water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Protect our women folk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our elderly, my Allah, and our young ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. All those requested duas answered the jais murad, my Allah. Allah, حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, give us حلال and طيب روزي, my Allah. Make our risk asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi become asan for us. Give us halal, make us use it in halal, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.